You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
It is NHL hockey reportedly one step closer to coming to Utah.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage with the latest information. Adam?
Amanda, the NHL Executive Committee has approved the Arizona Coyotes' move to Salt Lake City, sources tell Sportico. The deal now only needs the approval of the NHL's Board of Governors, which includes all current 32 team owners. If they sign off, Arizona Sports reports a press conference to officially announce the sale of the Coyotes is coming either this Thursday or Friday. An AP source says the deal to sell the Coyotes to Jazz owner Ryan Smith is reportedly worth $1 billion and does give Arizona the option to get an expansion team if they can build a new arena within the next 5 years. Now, when Utah gets a hockey team, what should it be named? KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff went to the Utah Olympic Oval, where fans are weighing in.
Admittedly, the fans I've been speaking with are probably biased, since they were all on their way into the Oval to play some hockey, but every one of them say they're excited the pros could be coming to Utah.
Hockey is amazing. It's best sport around. My son's been playing it for years. I play. My husband plays and coaches, and it's such a great sport that gets everyone involved. It's a wonderful community, and we need something like that here.
Denise says she's hoping the tickets won't cost too much, and for the record, she wants the team to be named the Blizzard with a double Z. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Now, Utah already has an ECHL hockey team, so what happens to them if we get an NHL team? KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr has some answers.
As for right now, the Grizzlies will be staying in Utah at the Maverick Center at least through the next season. The team will also remain a minor league affiliate for the NHL's Colorado Avalanche team, even if the Arizona Coyotes come to the state. But Grizzlies Vice President Jared Youngman says that arrangement might change in the future.
That will be a discussion that will be had later. I mean, right now we're under contract with the Colorado Avalanche. I would say right now that's one of the other unknowns that everybody's not sure what's going to happen.
The Grizzlies will begin their season in October. Alessandra Gurr, KSL News Radio.
And of course, stay with us here at KSL News Radio for the very latest on this story. We will be monitoring this day and night this week. Hopefully that press conference does come here in the next couple of days. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Adam. Now, our top national stories this hour. Could take weeks to select jurors for former President Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York. ABC's Aaron Katursky is following the case in Manhattan.
The prosecutors are going to be allowed to call Karen McDougal, the former Playboy model, who has said that the National Enquirer paid her hush money in order to keep quiet about her alleged sexual encounter with Donald Trump that he denies. But the judge also said prosecutors are limited in what they can do with the Access Hollywood tape.
At the end of the first day, there were no jurors selected, but many, and they were reportedly half of all of those jurors, were dismissed yesterday.
Vice President Kamala Harris made a stop in Las Vegas trying to rally support for the Biden campaign.
What we are seeing in these states that we are talking about are Trump abortion bans, and he can't get away from that.
Her speech comes 1 week after Arizona's court abortion ruling.
The married owners of a gun shop in Utah County are in police custody after the Department of Justice accused them of swindling $600,000 from customers around the country. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with that story. Peter?
Tim, there were $300,000 for Ukraine body armor that never got delivered, and another $90,000 for ammunition that never arrived. These are just a couple of the fraud schemes the Department of Justice accuses Utah-based company Urban Arms of committing between 2021 and last year. The couple behind this group, John Earl Donaldson and Carly Elizabeth Winters of Saratoga Springs, also says some of their clients include the FBI and the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency, which is not true. A press release says they falsely claim to operate in St. George as well. Now the couple faces charges of conspiracy for both wire fraud and money laundering. They made their first court appearance on Sunday in St. George. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now, and here's Andy Farnsworth.
Well, road conditions are already better than yesterday. So far, haven't seen any slow spots on I-15 heading into or out of Salt Lake, although there are still some areas where the roads are wet. It's just not actively raining anywhere that I can see. Looks a little heavy on spots of I-80 through Parley's Canyon to start off. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A U.S. Central Command report says the suicide bombing at the Kabul airport in 2021 that killed 13 U.S. troops was not preventable. Marine Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover, who grew up here in Utah, was killed in that attack, and his dad, Darren, spoke to KSL-TV after getting a debrief on the report.
It's almost like getting the Band-Aid ripped off again, and it's just there's a lot of high emotions.
Darren Hoover believes the attack on his son and the other service members could have been stopped. The planning into the troop withdrawal had been better.
The latest consumer spending numbers are out, and they were higher than predicted for March.
This is a blowout number. It definitely shows that consumers can walk and chew gum at the same time. Even though energy prices and gasoline prices are rising, we saw that in the inflation data, they're still out there buying goods. So we find that interesting, especially given the fact that in our own surveys, consumers are saying they're less keen to buy goods, but more keen on buying services, especially vacations.
The Conference Board's Dana Peterson reporting for CNBC.
Filling up at the gas pump hasn't been a fun experience over the past month or two.
Gas prices always go higher moving towards summer, but add in the uncertainty involving Iran, now a major oil producer, and the rises could be about to get even steeper. But for now, the Energy Department reports in the past week the price of regular unleaded went up 4 more cents to an average of $3.63 a gallon. That's still 4 cents cheaper than at this time last year. But in California, the average price of regular unleaded is now $5.27 a gallon. Alex Stone, EBC News.
A new program could give drivers a helping hand the next time they're pulled over. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more. Michael?
Amanda, there's always that possibility you're going to get pulled over for a mechanical reason, like a broken taillight or a busted turn signal. Now, thanks to the Lights On initiative and West Jordan PD, officers can now give you a voucher to take care of the problem if they pull you over. Now, 21 other states are part of the Lights On project. In Minnesota, Police Chief Todd Axtell says it's a way for people in the community to get to know the officers.
This provides an opportunity to have an interaction with the police officer that turns out so positive and just builds that relationship, the bank of trust that we always talk about.
Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.